Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. An absolute pleasure to head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, where, Jimmy, we welcome a very special guest and a longtime friend of the program.
Absolutely. Rick Byrd, he was a longtime head coach at Belmont, a Knoxville native. He coached at a couple of other colleges as well. And recently, he was selected for induction into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. It'll be in Kansas City, November of 2021. Rick, how are you?
I'm good, Jimmy. Thanks.
Well, thank you for joining us. You're in the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. You're in the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame. But I've got to think that on the national level, this has got to be a fantastic honor for you.
Well, thank you. You know, all of them that you're lucky enough to be asked to be in are special in different ways. And the Greater Knoxville one was because, gosh, I grew up playing baseball at Mary Vestal Park and Biddy League basketball at Lamar Street Gym, and of course played at Doyle High School, and then the state one. But when you spend your whole life doing something, which is what my professional career has all been in college, it's just pretty hard to imagine that when I started as the head coach at Maryville College in 1978 that it would end up here.
You're going in with one other coach, Tom Penders. You're going in with six players, Lynn Bias, David Greenwood, Hershey Hawkins, Jim Jackson, Antoine Jamison, Paul Pierce. And I wonder, if do you know any of these other people you're being inducted with? Not just know them, but do you have any kind of relationship with any of them?
No, I don't. I never faced Coach Penders to any of the teams he coached, and didn't run into him really at all. So, those other guys played in a different league than I played, believe me, when it comes to players. So I watched them all play. No, I don't. It's really going to be interesting. And I've actually known about this, believe it or not, for almost a year. Wow. But it was going to be announced at the Final Four last year, and of course there wasn't a Final Four. And I think they just kind of struggled with trying to figure out, how do we handle this now? When do we announce it? Are we going to be able to have them? I was supposed to be out there this past week for induction originally. And then, of course, they realized that that wasn't a good idea. So basically just shoved the whole thing back a year.
Coach, congratulations. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, John.
Well, sure do appreciate that. And when you take a look at just all that has gone on around the landscape since March, what do you think it might have been like to and what's it been like to see Casey Alexander head up the Belmont program in such a very unique setting and still such an unpredictable time?
Yeah, it's I guess the quick and easy answer is maybe I retired at the right time, because it's really difficult to deal with. You know, so many, like Casey's had a couple of guys that haven't done anything wrong. You know, they've done everything they're supposed to, but somebody they live with got it, and so they're out for 14 days, and then it happens again for 14 days. And kids that don't even get to practice, and they've already started their season. So, and everybody has their own stories. Everybody's had kind of a different road to the start of this season. And I just texted with Jeff Neubauer, who's the coach at Fordham, used to be at Eastern Kentucky, and they're not even going to play a game until December the 12th. So, it's crazy. And but I guess the bottom line is most of us are glad they're playing basketball.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And with Belmont specifically, it's great to see a young man like Luke Smith from Knoxville who has landed in Belmont. He's off to a pretty good start, isn't he?
MVP of the tournament. I'd say that's a really good start. Yeah. Yeah, he played great. And you know, there's a whole lot of people, probably including me, that missed the boat. I knew about Luke, and we didn't have a need in that position. But my goodness, they've actually got with Jacoby Wood from down in Cleveland. They've and Grayson Murphy, who is an all-league point guard last year. They really got three guys that are really point guards, and they're all playing at the same time.
I guess Rick Bird, he's been selected for induction into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. That ceremony is coming up in November of 2021. Rick, in terms of your accomplishments at Belmont, I wonder how rewarding it was to get into these NCAA tournaments. You made eight of them. To get into these tournaments and go up against some of the bigger names out there, Duke is certainly among them, but how much did you enjoy putting your team against some of those blue bloods of college basketball?
Well, tell me the year and I'll tell you how much I enjoyed it or didn't enjoy it.
The close ones.
The Duke game, we lost by one, but it was kind of a game changer for us, literally, and in terms of our program. And then of course, we were picked as an at-large team and won our first game against Temple, the first time we won an NCAA tournament game, and that was and I knew it was going to be my last year, even though it wasn't announced, so that was pretty remarkable way to finish. Getting there the first time is just hard to explain to people, but what happened was we found out when we got there we had to play UCLA, and we scored 39 points, I remember. And the coach didn't do a very good job of having plan B on the offensive strategy into the floor. So there's just nothing like it in this business. And it's so different because as a mid-major, you know you're going to be a 13, 14, 15, 13 if you have a really good year usually. And you're going to play a top 20 team in the country. And none of us are putting the kind of resources into our program that even come close to that, nor could we recruit a single player that any of those teams wanted. So you're up against it, but it's a challenge, and it's fun, and it's hard to beat, hard to describe how great it is to play and coach in the NCAA tournament.
Every Belmont player who completed their eligibility under your watch earned a degree, and only two scholarship student-athletes transferred in the last 15 years. When I see that first note, I think of Pat Summitt. But I just wonder, from your perspective, the emphasis on academics, and do you think that can sometimes, that discipline can carry over to a basketball court?
Well, let me put it in a little different context, maybe. I think the reason that those numbers are like that is because of the choices we made in the kids we recruited, and the things that were important to our choices. I think so often in college athletics that it's just all about, is this guy really good? Can he help us win a game? And we'll make the rest of it work if we can. So the answer to your second question is I think we were better on the floor because we had a group of guys that were unselfish, that put the team first, that understood what Belmont means and what the program was about. And I think those are intangibles that you can't put on a scoreboard, but it worked for us and it made us a better team because of the quality of kids that we had in the program.
Coach, Jimmy asked you about the NCAA tournament appearances. I'm wondering, what was it like to make the NIT for the very first time after overseeing the transition with Belmont from NAIA to NCAA? What was it like to take that first postseason trip after you had taken the step up as a program that you had?
Well, that's a great question because I don't think anybody has ever really kind of noticed that. And just think back to that. That's 2003. Oh, no, the 2000. Yeah, 2003 and four season. And we had just been in it for four, five, 6 years in Division One, and as far as we knew, that was going to be as good as it ever got. We were invited because of our good season to play in the NIT, and that made us one of the 100 schools or so that got to go to postseason that year. So that was a huge deal for us at the time, and certainly was something that gave us the impetus to believe that someday we'd be good enough to win our conference tournament and play in the NCAA. But nobody knew that. So at that time, easily the highlight of the Division I era. And even the times that we maybe got bumped back into the NIT because we won our conference regular season but didn't win it, it was still a thrill, and we won two games 1 year and were a shot away from beating Clemson to go to New York. We went to Georgia another year and got a win down there. And those were important to us. I don't know if they're important to a team in the SEC that doesn't make the NCAA, but it was important to our program and our kids.
To have had the hand as you have, you and your staff, in just helping develop so many young men and get them ready for life, let alone being the best basketball player they could be, what does it mean to you to have a coaching tree that is made up of both former assistants, those that you hired to come work with you, and then those that after playing for you decided that that was the best path for them was to head into coaching?
Well, it's the basketball side of that is great. I mean, the fact that so many different kids have decided to stay in to go into coaching. Maybe that means that they liked what they saw, at least most of the time when I wasn't yelling at them, they liked what they saw about the profession. But I also think it's in a broader sense, you know, you can look at the kids that have gone on to do, we've got doctors and attorneys and like anybody else, but a lot of kids have gone on in successful life after school. And I do think, and this is part of what you just asked, I think sometimes that we forget as coaches that we're a big part of our players' education, and that's what we're supposed to be, because they're at a university, and like it or not, what they see from us and our behavior and the things we say and do are going to affect them for the rest of their life. And I wish coaches maybe thought along those lines a little more often. And the things that I like the best, you know, an occasion like this when I get texts from my players, it's way more about that kind of thing than it is about, oh, coach, I love that play you drew up at the end of the Murray State game. You know, it's the things they learned from being in the program and not just from what I did, but the way our staff did it. And so, you know, that's way more important than the other stuff.
Our guest Rick Byrd has been selected for induction into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. Rick, you coached at Lincoln Memorial and at Maryville College, and I wonder, were there things that you learned at those two stops that helped you at Belmont?
Oh, my goodness. I think I was 25 years old when Billy Henry named me the coach at Maryville, head coach at Maryville College. I'd been a graduate assistant and an assistant for 1 year, and the things that I didn't know at that time, looking back on it, is pretty incredible. I guess all I really knew was to compete, try to figure out a way to win a game, but the things I didn't understand about all aspects of it, and I was not an assistant coach for. I went to Tennessee Tech for 3 years and then went to Lincoln Memorial. So I learned so much from the coaches that I competed against and tried to figure out how we could beat them. That was, you know, some people learn while they're an assistant for 10 years for a great coach, all the Duke guys that are out there coaching, for example. Mine was just kind of figuring it out. And I think that was a good way for me, but, for sure my experience, you know, I was 2-13, my first 15 games at Merrill. That didn't look like a trip to the College Basketball Hall of Fame. I can assure you that.
Well, Gary Rankin went 0-10 his first year of high school coaching, and now he's all-time youngest coach. So you just never know. Hey, Rick, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Congratulations again on your selection for the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. I know that'll be a special night for you in November.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, and thank you again.
Thanks for having me, guys. See ya.
Thank you, Coach.
And that is Rick Bird, former head coach at Belmont, going into the College Basketball Hall of Fame.